It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Mark chapter 1, verse 21 to 28, and Luke chapter 4, verse 31 to 37, there is a story about the man who was possessed by the evil spirit. Jesus Christ came to the synagogue and started preaching and teaching in that synagogue. While he was preaching, people noticed that the preaching and teaching of Jesus Christ had the power and authority. And they said, "No scribe can preach like Jesus Christ." In the audience, there was a man with the unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." The unclean spirit knew who Jesus Christ was. The people who were listening to Jesus Christ, I don't think they were believing Jesus Christ is the Son of God or the Holy One of God. But the evil spirit, the demon spirit, recognized Jesus Christ. Book of James chapter 2, if you read, the Word of God says even the devil believes the God is one, and he trembles. Each and every church, you will see somewhere, somehow, someone comes to interrupt the service, or go against the man of God, or go against the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the work of the devil. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8 says that Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. So when Jesus heard this man saying, "You are the Son of God," or "You are the Holy One of God," Jesus Christ rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." Immediately, this demon-possessed man cried with a loud voice, and that demon came out of this man. And Luke said this man fell on the ground, but the devil was not able to cripple him or hurt him. This man was sound and he was completely free from any kind of problems. That means Jesus set him free. And Mark says, when people saw this, they were amazed. They never saw this kind of authority and power. They start saying, even the demon spirit or evil spirit obey Jesus. And what kind of authority Jesus has. Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ has given us the same power and same authority. When you use the name of Jesus, you can cast out the devils or the evil spirits. There is nothing impossible with God. One day, we were having morning service, and a couple of people brought one lady to service. And she sat in the middle of other people, and she started beating both sides of the aisle. So while I was preaching, I took authority and said to her, "In the name of Jesus, be quiet until the service is over." And she kept quiet, did not say a word. After the service, I prayed for her and I rebuked the demonic forces coming against her, and she was completely, totally set free. And the lady and those people left. I didn't get the chance to talk to them because I was talking with the other people and shaking hands and greeting them. So I didn't see this lady. In the evening, one man came to me and he said, "In the morning service, there was a lady in your service and you cast out that devil from that lady. She is completely and totally set free." He said that lady was chained with a metal chain because she was hurting family members or anyone comes her way. So they tied her like a dog for many years. She was a married lady. After prayer, she went home and she was able to cook the dinner for the family and they were rejoicing. Can you see the power of God? How God does the miracles. I even didn't know the story about that lady. I just used the name of Jesus and prayed for that lady, not even knowing she had the demon spirit. But Jesus Christ did the miracle. That same Jesus Christ is here. He has given us power and authority to do the miracles in His name. So use it for the glory of God. We cannot do any miracles with our own. You remember the Shiva's sons? They wanted to cast the demon out without believing in Jesus Christ. The Spirit said to them, "We know Jesus. We know Paul. Who are you?" So if you want to do the Lord's work, you must be born again and you must be a child of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, power and authority. Then you can do the same thing what Jesus Christ did. So many people do not believe what the Bible says. The story is recorded in the book of Mark and book of Luke chapter 4. Just trust in the Lord and believe. If you have any need, call upon Jesus. If there is someone you know is demon possessed, you cannot cast the demon with your own power, but you could cast the demon with the power of God. Let us pray together. If there is someone who has the demon spirit, you can say the word as I pray. Or if someone has a sickness, a disease, or any other problems, and they are bound with this kind of problem, maybe they have some kind of addiction, and they're trying to get rid of it, and they cannot, Jesus Christ can set you free. The Word of God says, "Ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free." I'm going to pray for you right now, and let's pray together. agree together and let's see what Jesus Christ can do. Just give your heart to Jesus Christ. If you never made Jesus Christ Lord of your life, this is your chance. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart. You are a real God. You came from heaven. You died on the cross of Calvary. You rose again. You are the living God. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I commit my life into your loving hands. Set me free from all my addictions, all the evil spirits, and all the bad habits, and all the sickness and disease. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means you asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart. He is in your heart right now. You are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. There is no record of your sins. You live in Christ and your life will be victorious. Let me pray for you. Now, you can touch your own body or touch somebody else. You have the authority and power right now to do it because you are a child of God. And God will hear your prayer and my prayer. Together we can do mighty things. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I pray for each and every listener. I pray for each and every person who is hurting right now. You did miracle and deliver that man. You did miracle and deliver that lady. You are the same Jesus today. Because your word says, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are unchangeable God. Touch your people right now. Heal them. Deliver them. Set them free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.